Sefka, Open Facts is trying to address the issues around data tombs in the drug discovery area. And by data tombs, I mean really data sources. They can be databases, collections of publications, often very highly curated and specific resources, but which are all called different things. And in the drug discovery area, when people are trying to work out all they know about a compound and its targets, there's an enormous data integration process to go through to pull everything together. For once, it's not just from publishers, but it's from other public databases, and also especially from within pharma's own information resources itself. And this data integration thing goes on across all pharma industries, all pharma companies in almost exactly the same way. There's a huge amount of information duplicated. So Open Facts is funded under the IMI program, under its knowledge management thread. We're getting about 16 million euros in total for this project, and it's a public-private partnership between the EU and pharma industry. So what we're trying to do, first of all, to build up a set of robust standards in RDF, you'll be delighted to know, putting these into a proper integration platform, some services on top of that to actually get knowledge out, but we're pragmatic, so an open has to also coexist with the rest of the known world. So out of these partners, 23 is a lot. 9 are pharma, and the academics and SMEs are from experts in text mining and semantics and publishing, you'll be glad to know. Pharma bring really important things to this process in the public-private partnership. They're desperate for this thing to work, and so they're very directed about exactly what we should do. This isn't just an academic project. They agree what they want between themselves and then tell us exactly what they want. They can tell us exactly the sort of questions that they want to ask. We've got 73 questions all ranked across our pharma partners. And this gives us an extremely directed set of questions to which we can build some answers and a system to answer these. Open means many things. There will be an open OPS platform which contains public information, but there will also be other flavors of this to handle both subscription information and confidential information within pharma itself. 23 partners, a very challenging target is to build an operational prototype within 6 months. So we've done this using existing technologies and a limited number of data sources, building it to answer 2 specific questions. And no demo here, but you can go and look at the LashUp video on YouTube. Next week, there'll be an updated LashUp from 3 months afterwards. And yep, that's looking for things in human, mouse, rat, and pink unicorns. So this is a prototype that's worked and is continuing to be developed. As an example of services on top, Utopia, which I hope you all know within the publishing world, Utopia can pick up the information from the OPS prototype platform, so link publications to structures and actual real pharmacological data. Sustainability in the sense of building communities. We want people to build a platform that people will be prepared to put data into and to find use to taking the data out. So that's particularly around our pharma people for taking information out, but also in terms of building services on top. We have money for 3 years, so we're starting right now to build a sustainability in terms of money to keep this thing going. Some of this is coming from pharma, some of it will be from public funders under knowledge management, and there are opportunities to build commercial services on top of this data. This is a very focused thing around pharmacology because we think we can build it. But the actual infrastructure is extremely generic, and so the expectation is that when we can make this a success, it will also be extendable into other areas of information. Nanopublications, yeah, this has had a promise for lots of years to extract assertional information from full text to help handle the amount of information that's out there. And we'll be testing nanopublications within the OPS framework. We've built the prototype. There's a lot of development going on now, especially around RDF guidelines, which we'll release for open comment within the next couple of weeks. And there will be a public prototype released in September next year. Why do you care? Why is this not just another project? Well, this is the first real big one with a real directed end result. There are experts in semantics and experts around pharmacological information. And for publishers, we have an opportunity to have a single delivery format into our customers at a potentially a very reasonable price. If you want to know more about this, we'll be holding a workshop especially for publishers and how they can work with the Open Facts system around April or May next year. I'm leading the community engagement, so email me if you want to find out more about this. I hope to see you there. Thank you very much.